This year we'll start with the material with the Mishnah Chaf Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah reads as follows: Shofar shall Rosh Hashanah. The shofar used on Rosh Hashanah that was blown on Rosh Hashanah shall Ya'el. It should be from the horn of an ibex. Pashut. It should be straight. Upiv mitzupa zahav, and its mouth can be covered with gold. This is all in the Beis Hamikdash. Ushtei chatzotros mehatzdadim. And they would blow the chatzotros, the silver trumpets, which we've discussed before in the fourth parak, on the sides of the shofar. In other words, the one blowing the shofar would stand in the middle, and the two blowers of the chatzotros would stand on either side. Shofar marich, v'chatzotros mekatzros. The shofar would, the baal tokeh of the shofar would extend his tekiah, would blow for a long time, whereas the chatzotros would blow for a short time. Shem mitzvah hayom b'shofar. Because the mitzvah of the day is primarily with the shofar, and therefore there would be marich b'tekia on the shofar. Uvitarnios, and what was done on tarnios, on fast days, when they would blow in the Beis HaMikdash as well, in the shofaros, b'shal schar, and the shofar was used of a ram's horn, kifufim, bent, upia mitzupe kesef, the mouths of these shofaros were covered in silver, ushtei chatzotros, be'emtza. And again, there were the two chatzotos were actually in the middle. In other words, the people who would blow the chatzotos would stand in the middle. On either side, the people blowing shofar would stand. Shofar mekatzer, the chatzotos marichos. Now here was the opposite of Rosh Hashanah. The shofar would shorten its, the baal tokeh of the shofar would shorten his blast, and the baal tokeh of the chatzotos would blow for a very long time. Shemitzayom bechatzotros, because on a fast day, the ikar mitzvah is tekiah bechatzotros. Now the mission records shav hayovel leRosh Hashanah. When they blow the shofar of Yovel on Rosh Hashanah, it is when they blow the shofar of Yovel as well as they blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So we see the dinim of the shofar of Yovel are comparable to the dinim of Rosh Hashanah litekiah. Just as the tekios of Rosh Hashanah are done with a shofar Ya'el, an ibex shofar that's straight, so to the tekios of Yom HaKippurim, vila brachos, and the brachos as well. Just as we've discussed this extensively in the fourth parak, just as in Rosh Hashanah the Mosaf Tefillah had malchus, sechros, and shofros, according to the Tanakam of our Mishnah, on Yom HaKippurim, which we normally don't have Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, but the Shnas HaYovel had it. That's all according to Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Rabbi Yehuda argues, B'Rosh Hashanah token b'shal scharim. On Rosh Hashanah, the minhag is to use a ram's horn that's male, and that's kafuf, according to Rabbi Yehuda, also has to be bent over. U'biyovlos b'shal ye'elim. And on Yovel, we use the ibex horn that's straight. In other words, despite the fact that Tanakhama equates Yovel with Rosh Hashanah for the type of shofar that we're supposed to use, again, according to Tanakhama, on both Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to use a Ya'el Pashut. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they get split. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to use a Zachar Kafuf, just like Ta'anios. Whereas on Yovel, you're supposed to use a Ya'el Pashut. And this is exactly how Rabbi Yehuda records. Rashi, there's a lot of Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi, shofar shall Rosh Hashanah shall Ya'el Pashut. Mefarish taima b'gemara, demidi de tefillah by pshitos. Right, what's the machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama? So again, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, we've seen this before, is a vehicle of tefillah. So the question is, what is the most appropriate way to do tefillah? According to the Tanakhama, you should use a straight level item, because that implies a certain level of submissiveness during tefillah. You're supposed to be straight. Ya'el Steinbuch, Rashi quotes from Old French, this is the ibex. Upiv mitzupe zahav, its mouth has to be covered with gold. Bishal mikdash ka'amar, not done outside the Beis HaMikdash. Shofar ma'arich, the baal tokeh of the shofar in the mikdash would extend his tekiah. La'achar shechatzotos poskim, even after the baal chatzotos had already finished their tekiah, poskim tekiasan nishma kol ha'shofar, the shofar continued to blow. Ubitanios tarmim mesachas tainis taku hakohanim taku, that the kohanim would do tekiah shofar during tanios as well. B'shal scharim elim shasmam kifufim, shestaman kifufim of a ram's horn, which is normally curly and bent. Ushtei chatzotros be'emtza, and the two chatzotros would be in the middle on fast days. Shnei shofaros lahen, echa mikan vecha mikan, vehein be'emtza. The fast day assembly had four blowers, bale shofar on each side, and bale chatzotros in the middle. Why? Shemitzayom b'chatzotros, to the knufia ba'almaninhu. Because the chatzotros are for the purpose of gathering up the Klal Yisrael. V'chol knufia b'chatzotros. Kenufia, whenever you need to gather the Klal Yisrael, it's done b'chatzotros. Dechziv, the pasuk says in Sefer Bamidbar, in Parshas b'haloscha, v'hayu l'cha l'mikra ha'eda. They were used to gather up the people. Shava hayoyva l'rosh Hashanah l'tikia b'pshutin. According to Tanakhama, that they both are done with shofaros p'shutim. V'af agav d'tikia so b'yovel lo l'tfila v'lo zikaron el simen shiluach avadim v'ashmatas mechira sados. Even though the tikiyah on Yovel wasn't for the purpose of tefillah or zikaron or bringing up the zichronos of Klal Yisrael before Hashem, but rather was for the part of the kedushas Yovel itself, like we discussed earlier in the first parak, it was only for a simin shiluach avadim or hashmatas mechiras hasadeh that the sales go back to the previous owner. Afilu hachi kid Rosh Hashanah by lima'avdei has to be done like the dinim of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Degamrin l'gzera shavu shavi shri parak basra. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Daf Lamedal, which we've seen this before in the fourth parak, that there was a gzera shava of shvi shvi connecting the dinim associated with shofar shal yovel and shofar shal Rosh Hashanah. Ula brachos. Which is a big chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Time on Farish b'Gemara, ubiyovel shal ye'elim v'gzer shava lo gamir. He doesn't accept this gzer shava. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Levi, mitzvah shal Rosh Hashanah v'shal makipurim b'kfufim. He thinks it's a mitzvah to do tekiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur with a horn that's bent v'shal kol hashanah b'pshutin. But the rest of the year should be done pipshutin. So, again, Levi seems to be a different view than our Mishnah. Despite the fact that Tanakhama in the Mishnah says that in Chatzotros, the mitzvah is bikfufim, and Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is pshutim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, at least, we don't know what he says by Tanios, but only according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says by Shofar, it's bikfufim. So, Rabbi Levi has a different view from the Mishnah entirely. He thinks that the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur should be b'kfufim, and Taniel should be b'pshutim. The Gemara says, Vatin asks, Vatinan, Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah Shal Ya'el Pashat. But the Tanakhama argues, the Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be made from a Ya'el Pashat. So says the Gemara, Huda Amar Ki Hai Tana. Rabbi Levi holds, like the other opinion, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'Rosh Hashanah Hayutokim Mishal Scharm Kfufim, U'Biyovos B'Shal Ye'elim. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda concurs with this view, that in Rosh Hashanah they would blow with Zicharim Kfufim, which again is seemingly implied from the Mishnah, where he says Zicharim, and Yovlos B'Shal Ye'elim, Pshutim. So Rabbi Levi concurs with Rabbi Yehuda. So even though it's not a complete agreement, because even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yovel and Rosh Hashanah don't go together, the Yovel is done bipshutim and Rosh Hashanah is done bikfufim, so Rabbi Levi, I guess, assumes that like the Tanakhama's equation between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. In other words, Rabbi Levi just brings everything from Yovel over to Rosh Hashanah. Just as Rosh Hashanah is done bikfufim, so too Yovel. So then, according to Rabbi Levi, it's a complex middle shita. He agrees to Tanakhama's idea that the two go together, except he has the opposite view. The two go together, but they're not pshutim, rather kfufim. So ask the Gemara, v'leim hilchas like Rabbi Yehuda. So why does Rabbi Levi have to say his own view? Why can't he say, hold halachas Rabbi Yehuda? I am is hilchas like Rabbi Yehuda, hava mina filu shal yova k'Rabbi Yehuda svirlei. No, but if he had said, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it would have implied that Rabbi Levi concurs with Rabbi Yehuda's view of Yovel as well, which is done b'pshutim. Kamash Malan, Rabbi Levi has his own chiddush, that Yovel goes with Rosh Hashanah like the Tanakhama, but not for p'shutim, rather for kfufim. So since he doesn't completely concur with Rabbi Yehuda, he can't just say halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. But so says the Gemara, B'mai Kamifligi, what is the Nakuda of the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam as to what you're supposed to use for the Shofar Shor Rosh Hashanah? So Mar Savar, Rabbi Yehuda says, B'Rosh Hashanah Kamed Kaif Inishtaite Tifei Male. The more a person bends himself over during Tefillah, in other words, he prostrates or has himself positioned towards the ground, he is in a position of submissiveness before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's better for his tefillah, so therefore he should use kafaf on Rosh Hashanah, u'biyom ha-kippurim, but on yovel, biyom ha-kippurim, kama depashin inishtaite, so long, the more a person's das, the more a person's posture is straight, tefei male. So that's, it's more appropriate to stand up straight, apparently, on Yom HaKippurim than on Rosh Hashanah. These are deep ideas. Umar, what does the Tanakhama say? Savar, no. For Rosh Hashanah, Akama de Pashan Inish Daite Tfei Ma'ale. It's much better to, it's more appropriate to stand, have a erect posture on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you use Pshutim on Rosh Hashanah. Ubitanios, Akama de Kaif Inish Daite Tfei Ma'ale. And Tanios, where he says Kufim, you should have more of a bent posture. Gemara continues on. So we'll stop here and we'll do the Rashis. Rashi says, Kamash Vishal Rosh Hashanah Shal Taniyo, Vishal Kol Hashanah by Levi refers to Shal Taniyos. So again, why didn't he just say he holds a Kerb Yehuda? Because Kamash Malon, but Rosh Hashanah is like Kerb Yehuda. On Rosh Hashanah alone, Levi concurs with Rabbi Yehuda. Aval Biyovel, Leisle, Mishum Gzer Shava. And again, unfortunately, we don't have to key on Yovel Bizman Hazak, because we don't do Yovel anymore. But every Rosh Hashanah, the halacha concurs with Levi. And we do, on Rosh Hashanah, tkiya b'kfufim. That's what we do. Everybody sees that in shul. B'mai kamiflagi, what is the nekuda tamachlokas tanakama Rabbi Yehuda? So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, kama dekaif inish b'tfila so, on Rosh Hashanah, which, what does it mean? Pun of kivushim la'aretz. His face is like pressed towards the ground, tefei adif, that's considered better. Mishum v'hayu, mishum, because the pasuk says in Malachim, v'hayu einai v'libi, eini v'libi sham, that your eyes should be in the same posture as your heart. Hilkach Rosh Hashanah to a tefillah u'lahazker akeis yitzchak ba, that the yisod of the mitzvah is for a purpose of tefillah, but inon kfufim, need to be kafuf. V'yovlos shehin likro dror, v'yovlos, which are for the purpose of kriyas dror, for pronouncing freedom, should be done bipshutim. V'gzer shava, leislei. He doesn't hold the gzer shava to equate them. And but on Yom HaKippurim, but according to the Tanakhama, it's the opposite. Kama de pashit tfei adif. The more you stand up straight, it's more, the more straight you are is appropriate. Mishum nisal levavenu al kapayim. We're supposed to lift up our hearts and our hands towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hilkach Rosh Hashanah bipshutim til tefilahu. Udiyom HaKippurim nami, says the Bach, teshavehu, mishum deshaveh b'gzer shava, because of the gzer shava between Yehovah and Rosh Hashanah that the Tanakham accepts from the Gemara and Daf Lamed Daled. Ubitainis de la knufya, but on tainis where the purpose is to gather everybody together, lo ichbaston, we don't care, we're less concerned with these ideas. Vavdinan kfufin lahakera, and we use a kfufin as a purpose of haker. Ularbi Levi is like Rabbi Yehuda de la tefila, but inam kfufim. And Rabbi Levi holds like Rabbi Yehuda that for tefilos we need kafuf. Ubi Yom HaKippurim desfirle deshav v'hayovel Rosh Hashanah kirabanan. Hilkach tarvayu ba'inan kfufim. That's how Rashi explains the machlokas here. Says the Gemara, Chav Zayin Amad Aleph. Upiv mitzupe zahav, the mouth of the shofar that was blown in the Beis HaMikdash should be covered in gold. Vatanya, but that seems to be against the din. Tzipahu zav b'makom hanachas piv pasul. If you the Brisa says that if you cover the shofar by the mouthpiece where you blow, it's pasul. So how could that be? Because there's Why is it possible? Because the zahav creates a chatzitza, a separation between your mouth and the cheftza shel mitzvah and the shofar itself. So according to that, how could it be that they cover the shofar with gold in the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Gemara, no, shalom b'makom and the Brisa says, shalom makom hanachas piv kasher, but it's only kasher, shalom makom hanachas piv. But the problem is, it's that, meaning on the back of the shofar, if you want to cover other parts of the shofar with gold, it's fine, but it sounds like from the Mishnah that they cover the mouth of the shofar. Says the Gemara, no, Amar Abaye, kitznan mas nisan, shalom makom hanachas petanan. Meaning, it doesn't mean the mouthpiece of the shofar literally. It just means that it means around the piece, around where the kohen would put his mouth, but not b'makom hanachas piv, because that would pass the shofar. The Mishnah continues. The Gemara continues explicating the Mishnah. Ushtei chatzotros miyatzadim, that in the Beis HaMikdash there were two chatzotros on the side of the blower of the shofar. Ask the Gemara a question. Utrei kali mi mishtamei. Is it possible to hear two kolos, two sounds at the same time? They would blow the shofar and the chatzotos at the same time. Vahatanya. But the Brisa says, Zachar v'shabor, midibur echanem, right? We know there are two times that Saras Adibros, two parshios, Zachar v'shamor, right? One in Parshas Yisro and one in Parshas Vaschanon. So they were said b'dibur echad. What does that mean? They were said at the same time. Masha'ina pa yichol daber, that human speech cannot do. V'ein ha'ozen yichol lishmoa, and a person can't hear it, because ordinarily we say trei kali lo mishdame. So if that's true, how is they blew the chatzotzos with the shofar at the same time? Says the Gemara, no. Lekach ma'arich b'shofar. That's why there was a haracha. That's why there was an extended blow of the shofar. In other words, it's true, trei kali lo mishdame. So therefore, they had to be ma'arich b'tkia shofar. In other words, the sofat kia, according to this stage of the Gemara, was heard, the end of the shofar blowing, but the tchilas hatakia, which was done alongside the chatzotros, was not heard. So the Gemara jumps on this inference. Lemeimra, does it mean to say, d'chishama sofat kia, below tchilas hatakia, yatza? Does that mean to imply that if you heard the sofat kia, the end of the blast, without the beginning of the blast, you're yotze? Umimela, would that also imply that tchilas tkia below sof tkia yatza? That you can, conversely, not only is it your yotze with sof tkia without the tchilas tkia, but you're also yotze with tchilas tkia without the sof tkia. But that seems to be against the din. Tashima. Taka brishona. Because this is a mishnah we've seen on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. This, what do we find there? Taka barishona, that if you blew the tekiyos during malchios properly, right, tekiya trua umashach b'shnia, and the tekiya shnia was very long, kishtayim, like two seders had tekiya. I mean, again, we know that from the Mishnah Daf Lamed Gimel, the fourth parak, the way they did the Seder HaTekiah for Malchus Tichon Shofros was Tekiah Trua Tekiah. So let's say you had done the following. Taka Barishona Umashach Bishnia Kishdayim, so you did Tekiah Trua, and then the second Tekiah following the middle Trua was done, so you blew for so long as if you blew two, the amount of two Tekiahs. What's the din? Ein Biyado Ela Achas. You only get one Seder. In other words, that tekiah doesn't count for the first tekiah of Zichronos. Amai, tis like le batarte. You should be yotze too. Why? Because we say that if we say that tekiah, satekiah, and sofat tekiah are considered independent entities, and you can have one without the other and still be yotze, so say that the tekiah, satekiah goes on the original Seder, on the Seder Malchios, and the Sofa Tekia goes on the Seder Zichronos. So, just as our Mishnah seems to imply that you can be Yotze Tichila Tzatekia without Sofa Tekia, right, because they blew the chatzotzros during the beginning of the tekiyas haShofar, so you can be otei sof haTekiyah without tequila, and so too you can be otei tequila without sof. So how come the Mishnah Daf Lamed Gimel says that the final tekiyah of Zichrona of Malchios, if it was done for the shear of two tekiyos, can't also count for the first tekiyah of Zichronos? I thought we say that tequila and sof are concerned independent entities. Says the Gemara, that's not going to help you here. Psuke tekiyasa mehadadim lo paskinan. It's true, you can be yotze tequila without sof of one blast, but it doesn't mean that you can divide one blast into two blasts. Because lemaisa, it's one cheftz of tekiya, it's one object of tekiya, so therefore can't be divided without you actually stopping in the middle into two, even though halacha recognizes partial truncated tekiyos. Now the Gemara tries to bring other rayas. Tashema, another raya. This is a Mishnah we'll see on Daf Chaf Ches. Hatokel toy chabor. If you blow shofar into a pit, or into a bar that's built above an above ground pit, olotocha pitas. Or you blow into a barrel, im kol shofar yatsa. If you heard a kol shofar, meaning a distinct blast of a shofar, not an echo, yatsa. Vim kol havara shama, but if you heard the shofar mixed up with the echo of the shofar, lo yatsa. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Am I leifuk b'tchilas tekiya mikamei del arbiv kala? You should be yotze with the tchilas tekiya before the kolos got mixed up. So I don't care that at the end of the tekiya I'm hearing the kol shofar along with the kol havara. It doesn't matter. If we hold the tchilas tekiya alone is enough, then you should be yotze. So how come it is that shama mitocha bor, that taka mitocha bor v'tocha dus is a problem? So how could it be that you're yotze, unless we and if the answer is that you're not yotze because tchilas hatikiyah and sof hatikiyah are not considered distinct, what's pshat in our Mishnah that you can be yotze even though they blew the chatzotos with the shofar at the same time? Says the Gemara in answer, Ella, no, tati kale mechad gavra lo mishdame. It's true. You can't hear two kolos from the same person at the same time. In other words, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said Shamar V'Zachar at the same time, was motzi, two kolos from himself, kaviyachol, whatever that means. So that you can't hear. But, mitrei gavrei mishtamei, according to this stage of the Gemara, you can hear two kolos from two different people. In other words, we don't have to come out to the idea that tchilas hatikiyah and sof hatikiyah are distinct. No, really, tchilas hatikiyah and sof hatikiyah are not distinct. And if you have one without the other, you're not yotze. So why is it that you can be yotze tekiyah shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's blown with chatzotot at the same time? The reason for that is that a person can understand and hear and perceive two different kolos so long as they're blown by two different people, namely the Baal Tokei of the chatzotot and the Baal Tokei of the shofar. So Gemara brings a raya against. Umitrei gavrim mishtame, you can hear two kolos even from two different people at the same time. Vatanya, but the Brisa says, Batorah, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, Echad korei ve'echad mitargem. Right, this is a Gemara Meseches Megillah. One person reads the Torah, one person translates the Targum Unkelos, ubilvad shaloye echad korei ushnayim mitargemim. So long as you won't have one person read and two people being mitargem. Well, I don't understand what the implication from that is. Even though there are two distinct people doing targum, so we say trei koli lo mishtame. But one second, I thought we just said that trei koli are mishtame from two different people at the same time. So says the Gemara, no, that's not a raya. Really, halo damya el seifa. Meaning the din of the shofar and chatzotros, that they would blow them together and they would still be yotze, is not comparable to Kriyas HaTorah and Targum. It's comparable to the brisa, the seifa of this brisa. What's the seifa? Behalel ubemegillah afilu asara korin. When it comes to Halel and Megillah, you can have 10 people read at the same time. how is it that you can be yotze with 10 people at the same time? So, Alva keva de chaviv yahiv daitei, because a person enjoys it, or it's special to him, he pays attention. In other words, even though Trey calling me Trey Gavri, it's two voices coming from two people at the same time, since a person has a special affinity towards these mitzvos, he pays attention. Hachanami, so too, when it comes to shofar, and chatzotros came into chaviv, yahiv daitei vishama. A person pays more attention and hears. So according to this Maskanat HaGemara, really when we say Trei Kol Mishtame, that's not an ironclad rule. It only applies when you're hearing it from two distinct, the same person or the same being. But when it's from two distinct entities, they are heard. Doesn't that pose a problem for the mission of the Braisa Maseches Megillah? And that's what the Gemara adds a caveat. We only say Trei Kol Gavri Mishtame if the mitzvah in question is something that a person has a special affinity towards. Why? Because then he pays more attention and is more closely listening. Otherwise, we don't apply that rule. But by Tekiyah Shofar, where that's the case, we do apply that rule. Ask the Gemara, El Alam Amarech B'Shofar. So if they're really Trei Kol Gavri Mishtame, and they're two distinct mitzvos, and there's special chavivos, why was it necessary to be Marech B'Shofar? After all, they could have been heard together at the same time. So says the Gemara, Leida Shemitzvah Sayom Bishofar. It wasn't for the fundamental din. It was to show people that the Mitzvah Sayom is Bishofar. People should have a Heker. The special Mitzvah of the day is Shofar. Let's see Rashi. Rashi on the top of Chav Zayin of an Aleph, going back to the previous part of the Mishnah. Upiv Mitzvah Bezahav B'makom Anachos Peh Pasol. If the piv, the mouth of the Shofar, is Mitzvah Zahav, where the person puts his mouth, it's pasul. Shatikia bizahav below a shofar. Because Rashi explains the maisa tikia is done with the gold, and not with the shofar. In other words, there's a chatzitza, there's a hefsek between your mouth and the shofar itself. Lekach ma'arich b'shofar, terutzahu. The Gemara says, right, and the Gemara to answer the previous question that we mentioned by saying the gold was on the back of the shofar, but not actually by the mouth part. So again, the Gemara asks, why is it that isn't it a problem with Trei Kol L'Mishtame between the Chatzotos and the Shofar together? Gemara says, yeah, that's why they were Marich B'Shofar, Tirutzehu. That's the Gemara's answer. Umimela, wouldn't that imply that if you can be Yotze with Tchilas HaTekia, means Sofa Tekia without the Tchilas HaTekia, that you can also be Yotze with Tchilas HaTekia without the Sofa Tekia? Demali Sof below Tchila, Umali Tchila below Sof. What's the difference? Mishum Debailu Suve Atarvayu, Dayek Hach Diyuka. Because the Gemara wants to reject both of these ideas, the Gemara is Medayek this Diyuk. Taka barishona pipshuta shelifnei atrua. Right, you have a tkiya pshuta before the trua. Umash, again, this is the shaila when you had two sedarim, one of malchus, one of zichronos. They were backed up against each other. Umashach bishni on the second tkiya after the intervening trua, you were moshech kishdayim. Lefishai etzarech litkoa kan beis tkiyos retufos, because you're supposed to blow two straight tkiyos. Achas lepshuta laachareha de malchios, one for the pshuta laachareha of malchios, va'achas lepshuta lefanea de zichronos, and one for the pshuta lefanea for zichronos. Bor vedus into a pit or a above ground pit. Chadinu elasha bor bechafira vedus bebinyan shalkarka. Right, the bor is done with digging, and the dus is done in a binyan. It's the same kind of idea. Pitas chavetz gedola, it's a big barrel. So the Gemara says, you're not Yotze. Why aren't you Yotze? Why don't we say that you're Yotze with Chilas HaTekia or the Sof HaTekia before they get mixed up with the echo? Says the Gemara, New Yisod. Really, 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 Trei Kale Mechad Gavra, Dumya de Zachor v'Shamor are lo Mishtame, but from two different people are Mishtame, but you're not Yotze with Chila or Sof HaTekia. So the Gemara asks from the Reisha, from Targum and Kriyas HaTorah, and the Gemara answers, no, Halo Damya, Hamils the Shofar, Lo Damya El Seifa. What's the Seifa? Asara Korin, 10 people reading Megillah, V'asara Kolos Yeshkan, there are literally 10 Kolos at the same time. She Efshalahem Litzamtim Diburam B'teva Achas, Shalaya Echad La'achor V'echad Lefnim. They can't all read simultaneously. Says the Gemara notes, the chaviva le chadasha hila. Rashi explains, chavivas implies a certain sense of freshness, of newness, and therefore you pay more attention. Okay, we're in the middle by the wide lines. The Gemara continues with Bataniyos explaining the Mishnah. Bataniyos, Bishal Scharm Kfufim, okay, according to Tanakama and Taniyos, it was used of Scharm Kfufim, Upiv Mitsupa Kasef. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Hasam, why is it by Rosh Hashanah to Zahav that we use Zahav on the shofar? Umai, Shna Hacha. And by Taniyos, it's different. The kasef that's done with silver, says the Gemara, Ibais Ema Kol Kinufya the kasefu. Whenever you gather, one answer could be that whenever you gather together, Kinufya means a public gathering, it's done with kasef. Dichsiv Asei Lecha Shtei Chatzotros kasef. Because the Chatzotros themselves were which were blown for gathering purposes, were made out of silver. So therefore, this shofar, which is styled after the chatzotos because it's all for the purpose of kenufia, is also done with shofar. That the Torah had mercy on the money of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, because silver is less expensive than gold, so in order to defray the cost, they used a cheaper product. Ask the Gemara, so hasam nami navi kasef. Well, if that's the case, well, how come the shofar of Rosh Hashanah wasn't done from Kasef too? What about the svar of Chasam Amonon Shal Yisrael, which is a universal svar, not limited to the Taniyos? Answers the Gemara, Afilu Hachi, Kavod Yom Tov Adif. Kavod Yom Tov is a stronger, more prevailing principle. So since the Tekiyah of Rosh Hashanah was done on Yom Tovim, it has a special halacha of Kavod Yom Tov, and therefore it was done with gold and not with silver. Says the Gemara, Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Savar Lemebar Uvda Kimas Nisan. So Rav Papa Bar Shmuel thought to do what our Mishnah said. In other words, even though this was seemingly done in the Beis HaMikdash, Rav Papa Bar Shmuel wants to do it in his hometown in Bavel. Amle Rava Lo Amru Ela Beis HaMikdash. Rava says, no, the only place where this was said was in the Beis HaMikdash. It didn't apply to shofar done b'gvulim. Again, this aligns with a lot of the chilukim that we saw in the fourth parak between shofar b'mikdash and shofar b'gvulim. Tanya mihachi, b'amedvarim urim b'mikdash. When do we apply this rule? The Brisa says, when do we apply this rule of chatzotos along with the shofar? Only in the Beis HaMikdash. Ava b'gvulim, makom sheish chatzotros, ein shofar. B'makom sheish shofar, ein chatzotros. But in the gvulim, on Taniyos, if they use Chatzotros in order to gather the people, there's no shofar. And on Rosh Hashanah, where they do shofar, there's no Chatzotros. And the Gemara says, V'chein Hinhig. The Gemara says that there are those who actually did like the Mishnah, even though the Brisa seems to limit this to the Beis HaMikdash. V'chein Hinhig, Rabbi Tachlifa B'tzipayri. There are Rabbi Chalafta, one of the Tanayim, was knowing this way. Rabbi Chanani ben Trajon B'sichnei. Rabbi Chanani ben Trajon was knowing to blow Chatzotos with the shofar. U'kishaba Davar Eitzel Chachamim. And when this halacha, or when this practice came before the Chachamim, Amru, they said, Lo hayu nogim kein ela b'shari mizrach u'bahar habayis bilvad. They were only knowing this way in the Shari HaMizrach and the Har HaBayis. We'll see exactly what that refers to. Amar Rav Avitamer B'Yishua Ben Levi, Mikra, what's the source in the Pasuk? Dichsiv b'chatzotros v'kol shofar hariu lifnei ha-melech Hashem. That you shall blow with chatzotros and a shofar before the Melech Hashem. Meaning, lifnei Melech Hashem, when you're lifnei Hashem, hu debinan chatzotros v'kol shofar. Ava ba'amalo. Why? Because, so by the Beis HaMikdash, the special din of lifnei Hashem. That doesn't apply out to the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara elaborates on the final part of the Mishnah. Shavu b'yovel Rosh Hashanah letzkiyah lebrachos. According to Tanakhama, at least, the shofar shel yovel was equivalent to the shofar Rosh Hashanah letzkiyah for the purpose of blowing the shofar and brachos. So Amar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak keman mitzalina ha'idna. What do we do bizman hazeh? Zeh hayom tchilas ma'asecha zikaron liyom rishon. That we on Rosh Hashanah we say the pasuk of zeh hayom tchilas ma'asecha zikaron liyom rishon. This is the first day of creation, implying that Rosh Hashanah was actually the day of Briyas HaOlam. Keman, Krebelezer, Da'amar B'tishrei Nivra HaOlam. that this aligns with the view of Rabbi Eliezer, which we saw in the first parak, who holds B'tishrei Nivra Olam and Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph. Thus, Ravena asks, Shavu Yovel Rosh Hashanah Tzkiyu LeBrachos Va'ika Zayom Tchilas Ma'asecha Zikaron Yom Rishon Debrosh Hashanah Isa Ubi Yovel Leisa. I don't understand. If you assume like Rabbi Lezer and you say the pasuk of Zayom Tchilas Ma'asecha Zikaron Yom Rishon is a reference actually to Brias HaOlam, but our Mishnah says that the brachos of Rosh Hashanah were parallel to the brachos of Yovel. And on Yovel, when it makes sense, say Zayom Tchilas Ma'asecha, it's the 10th day of creation already. Meaning Rosh Hashanah Isa, this is true on Rosh Hashanah, it's not true on Yovel. So Ella, what do you have to say? It's a raya that Zayom Tchilas Ma'asecha is not referring to Brias HaOlam. It's just referring to the din that happens to everybody on Rosh Hashanah. In which case, you no longer have a rile for Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Gemara, no. Ki Kitani, when the Mishnah says that Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are the same, Asha Ara, that refers to everything else, but not for the bracha of Zichronos. In other words, no, really our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Eliezer, or that pasuk is a rye for Rabbi Eliezer. It's just that the exact equation that our Mishnah made between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah is an imprecise one. Says the Gemara, Vaiter, Rav Shisha Bereder of Idi Masni Hachi, Rav Shisha Bereder of Idi taught Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak's halacha a little differently. Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Haditznan Shavel Hayovel Rosh Hashanah, Letzkiyo Lebrachos, Keman Deloke Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning the opposite. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak asks this question much more directly. When our Mishnah says that Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are parallel for Tzkiyah and Brachos, that's against Rabbi Eliezer. D. Rabbi Eliezer came to Amar B'tishrei Nivra HaOlam, but if Rabbi Eliezer holds B'tishrei Nivra HaOlam, Ha'ika Zayom Tchilas Ma'asecha Zikron Yom Rishon, Deb Rosh Hashanah Isa Ubi Yovel Isa, that that's true on Rosh Hashanah, not true on Yovel. And the Gemara answers, no, Ki Ketani Asha'ara, that was only said on the rest of the Brachos. So it's not a raya that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi Dermaschal HaTorah Chasa, and Rashi gives you a source. How do we know that the Torah was Chasa Mamonim Shei Yisrael? Dechsiv, Vitziva HaKohen, Upino As Habayis. That when it comes to Parshas Mitzorah, which we just recently had, that the Kohen commands the Ish Yisrael to empty out his house of all the kalim before he declares the bias a base mitzvah. Shelo yitamu klichar shebisocho shein lam tayr b'mikva. That it shouldn't, that if in the event that the house is a bias hamenuga, the kohen shouldn't have to declare tuma on the house that would render his klicharas tamei that have no tahara b'mikva, because klicharas exeris akasuv, you can't purify them in a mikvah. So Rav Papa Bar Shmuel wanted to do like the Mishnah, Lemeh Bar Uvda B'chatzotros V'shofar, but that wasn't the correct thing to do according to the Chacham. Makom Sheish Shofar Kiyom Rosh Hashanah V'Yovel, in the Gvulim we don't do chatzotros, and Makom Sheish Chatzotros Kontanios we don't do shofaros. V'chein Hinik Kimishnah Seinu other Tanayim Shofar V'chatzotros, and the Chacham said no, B'shari Mizrach U'Behar Abayis. So what does that mean? Rashi has two different pirushim. The first one, Chadim Milsahi B'Shari Mizrach B'Har Abayis, refers to the eastern gates of the Har Abayis. V'Yish Omrim B'Shari Mizrach B'Ezras HaNashim, that two different locations on the Temple Mount, the Ezras Nashim and the Har Abayis itself. But again, both limited to the Mikdash complex. Okay. Now we're going forward. The Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Shofar Shenistak, a shofar that gets cracked along the width, along its length, V'davka, and you glue it together, puzzle. It's puzzle. Why? We've seen before, you can't have multiple pieces of a shofar together. We saw the Gemara in Daf Chav Vav. And Dibek Shivrei Shofaros lets you take pieces of a shofar and you glue them together, also puzzle. Says the Mishnah, Chav Zayin, Amud Beis, turn the page, Nikav lets you make a hole in the shofar, Ustamo, and you plugged it up. If the new hole would have prevented you from blowing properly, and now by plugging it up you're fixing the shofar, puzzle. Because, why? Because the coal is now no longer from the shofar itself, but rather from the sesima. V'im lav kosher, and if not, it's kosher, because the sesima doesn't actually do anything. And now the Mishnah quotes something that we saw, yes, something that we'll see later on as well. And the Mishnah was just, the Gemara just quoted this Mishnah on Amud Aleph. What? Hatokel tochabor, if you blow into the pit, olotochadus, or into the above ground pit, olotochapitas, or into a barrel, im kol shofar shama yata. If you kol havar shama lo yata. If you heard the kol shofar, good. If you heard the echo, you're not yotze. V'chein, mishaya over me'achari beis ha'knesses. If someone was passing behind the shul, oshaya beisu samach beis ha'knesses, or you happen to live next door to the shul, v'shama kol shofar, kol megillah, and you happen to hear a kol shofar, or a kol of the megillah, im kiven libo, if you had in mind to be yotze, so yatza, then you're yotze. V'im lav, but if you didn't have kavanas latzeis, lo yatza. Well, I will see this is based on the Gemara on Daf Chaf Chas about mitzvos tzrichos kavana. This is a very important sugya. Af al pi shezeh shama, even though vizeh shama, zeh kivein libo, vizeh kivein libo, even though they both heard, I mean, there are people that heard, and there are those that heard the kol shofar, and then those that didn't hear the kol shofar. Each group of people, ones that paid attention and ones that didn't pay attention, both heard. One was mechavin libo, but one had proper kavana latzeis, kavana to be yotze, and one did not have kavana latzeis. So these are very important halachos. We'll elaborate them later on in the Gemara. We'll elaborate upon them on the Gemara Daf Chaf Ches. Back to Chav Zayin and Aleph, the bottom Rashi's. On the Mishnah, shofar shenizdak v'dafko. If the shofar gets cracked and you glued it together, v'devek shakorin glue, pasul to have like shnei shofaros, which is pasul from the Gemara Daf Chav Vav. Rashi says as a din of shnei shofaros. Now the Gemara elaborates. Tanu Rabbanan, the Brisa says on Chav Zayin and Beis right after the Mishnah, aruch v'kitzro. If it was too long, but then you shorten the shofar, kasher. So long as it has a requisite shear, it's still kasher. Girdo, if you peel off the edge of the shofar, v'hamidu al gildo, you just have a little bit of horn, like a little bit of film there. We said it's called a gala, like a scab that grows on top of itself. Still, it's kasher. Because it doesn't have to be a minimum thickness. It can be as thin as you want it to be, so long as it's still a shofar. Tzipahu zav b'makam anachas peh. This we've seen before. If you cover the mouthpiece, where you're going to put your mouth, with gold, it's pasul. Because of a chatzitza, like we said before from Rashi, between your mouth and the place of the shofar itself. Shalom makam hanachas peh. But if you put gold, not b'makam hanachas peh, then it's kosher. Tzipahu zav mimifnim, pasul. If you put gold in the inner part of the shofar, then it's also pasul because the zahav is chotzeitz again between the kolash, the kol and the chefta shel shofar itself. Mibachutz, if you put it on the outside of the shofar, im nishtana kolo mikmosha haya pasul. If it changed the kol from what it otherwise would have been, then it's pasul. Vim lav, and if not kosher, it's still good. Now the Gemara elaborates, nikav ustamo, again, this is based on the Mishnah, if there was a hole in the shofar and you plugged it up, im ma'akev esatekia, if without the plugging, the hole would have been ma'akev the tekia, pasul. Why? Because the kol is machmas the stima, because of the plugging up, and not because of the shofar. Vim lav, but if the stima is not goring anything, kasher, then it's kasher. Nasan shofar besoch shofar, if you put one shofar within another shofar, me blew two shofaros, one inside the other at the same time. Im kol hapnimi shama, if you heard the inner shofar. In other words, the chitzon didn't stick out beyond the pnimi, right? Because they were of equal size, and all you heard was the kol hapnimi yatza. So because it comes out that you were just blowing from the pnimi, and you weren't blowing from the chitzon at all. But if you heard from the kol chitzon, then lo yatza, because you're blowing from two shofaros at the same time. Now the Gemara brings another brisa with other dinim. Tanur Rabbanan, girdo. If you peeled off edge of the shofar, Beim mifnim, beim machutz, whether on the inside or the outside, kasher. Girdo v'amido agildo, if you peel it off up until the point where all you have is the thin part, just the original scab, kasher. Hiniach shofar betoch shofar, again, same brisa. If you put one shofar within another, im kol apnimi shama, if you hear the call of the pnimi, yatza. Vim kol achitzon shama lo yatza, and if you heard the kol achitzon, then you're not yotze, because we explained before, it's like two shofaros at the same time. Hafcho, if you blew it inverted, meaning you blew out the wide end as opposed to the skinny end, v'takabo lo yatza. Again, you're not yotze. Amrav papa lo tema the hafte kituna. Don't tell me that means that you blew the shofar inside out. Ela shehirchiv esakatzar v'kitzar esarachav. Rather, it means that you made the skinny part wide and the narrow part and the wide part narrow. So it doesn't mean that you actually took the shofar and turned it inside out, like you brought the inside part to the outside part and vice versa. Rather, you inverted the shofar. And why is that a problem? My time, Kidder Rav Masna. That's based on Rav Masna's halacha. What does Rav Masna say? Damar Rav Masna, v'havarta derech havaraso ba'inon. This is the Gemara in the fourth parak as well. You shall blow a shofar. What does it mean, havarto derech havaraso ba'inon? Meaning it should be done derech havaraso, as it grows, just as connected to the aisle when it's alive. And that means that the tzad harochav, the wide part, is where the kol comes out from, and the skinny part is where you blow from. So therefore, if you change it around, that is incorrect. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Hamido, and here we're up to the two dots. Rashi says, Hamido agildo galaduk, the very thin crust. Mibifnim pasul shatkia bezahav. Again, Rashi explains, if you put gold on the inside part of the shofar, it passels, because now the tkia is done bezahav. Im kolachitzon shama lo yatza. If you hear from the kolachitzon, when one shofar is within the other, it's pasul. De'ika mechitzos hapnimi mafsekas hatekia. Because the middle shofar is mafsek the tekia. Kikituna kafichas chaluk lasos pnimi chitzon. It doesn't mean that you actually turn the shofar inside out, that the outside is the inside and vice versa. Shekitzar asarachav beroschin. What it means is that you narrowed the wide part with boiling hot water, and that you're not supposed to do based on v'havarta derech havaraso kiderech shehail ma'aviro berosho bebehema mechayim. Just as the aisle, it naturally grows from its head with the skinny part towards the head and the wide part as the protrusion. That's how it's supposed to look as well. The Gemara elaborates further from the two dots on the Mishnah. Debake shivrei shofaros, if you glue pieces of a shofar together, puzzle. Why? Because that's like a din of multiple shofaros. Tanur Rabbanan, hosif alav kol shehu. If I have a shofar and I try to add on to it, bein b'mino, whether it's from the same min of the shofar, ubein shalom b'mino, whether it's from a different min, puzzle. Again, because you can't have multiple shofaros going on at the same time. Nikev ustamo, if you plug it up, bein bimino, bein shalom bimino, whether that stima is done bimino or shalom bimino, it doesn't make a difference. Puzzle, because even if the stima is not ma'ake, the tekiya, in other words, This is against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah seems to presume that if the stima is not ma'akeh the tekiya, it's good. So that you have to say that our Mishnah holds like the next view, which is Rabbi Nassan Omer, b'mino kasher, shelo b'mino pasul. In other words, there's a machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Nassan. Tanakama holds any sesima, any plugging up of the shofar, is going to pasul the shofar. And according to And according to Rabbi Nassan, it's only possible if it's shalom b'mino. But if it's b'mino, it's kosher. Again, so long as the sima is not ma'akev the tekiah. Good. Says the Gemara, b'mino kosher, elaborating on the view of Rabbi Nassan, Am Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu shenishtayer rubo, but it's only if rove of the shofar is left over from the original break. In other words, the stimas hanakev is only a miut, because if nikav rova shofar, then it's pasul. Why? Michlal tishalobamino afabi shenishtayer rubo pasul. That implies that even if you had rove from the original hole and you put in a miut shalobamino, that's also going to pasul. In other words, in order to have a hechsher of nikavus sama, it has to be nishtaya rubo, stima bimino, and eno ma'akev esetikia. You need all three of those things. And ika demasni la seifa, there are those who put Rabbi Yochanan on the seifa. Shelo bimino pasul, am Rabbi Yochanan vehu shenifchas rubo, michlal demino afbi shenifchas rubo, kasher. So if you put it on the seifa, that implies the opposite. That Rabbi Yochanan says, when Rabbi Nassan said that shalom amino pasuls, that's only if nifchas rubo, but if it's nifchas rubo, and you put in shalom amino, then it's pasul. Michlal, that implies, did bimino, afal pisha nifchas rubo kasher, that if you plug it up bimino, then even if it's nifchas rubo, it's still kasher. Which is a more mechudash read. According to the second daya of Rabbi Yochanan, there are only two conditions for sistema to kasher a shofar. Number one has to be mino, and number two that the stima is not ma'akev atkia. But according to the second view, Rabbi Yochanan has to be done b'mino, but it doesn't have to be done b'rov. It doesn't have to be done rov. And what's also implied from the second view of Rabbi Yochanan is that if it's b'miut, you can even do shalom b'mino, which is a bigger chiddush. Rashi explains, dibek shivrei shofaros v'chulei b'mino kasher, according to Rabbi Nassan, im eno ma'akev es ha-tekiya, provided that it's not ma'akev the tekiya. Nistak kulo, if it's cracked, the whole thing is cracked. Oh, we'll see this. That's the next thing. Nistak l'arko pasul. If there's a crack along the length of the shofar, again, we're in the Gemara here, about halfway down the page, a few lines before the next two dots, pasul, the shofar is pasul, the rachvo, but if it was done along the width of the shofar, im nishtayer bo shir tekiya, if, notwithstanding the crack in the shofar along the length, along the width, you still have the necessary length to do tekiya from the makom ha-peh until the crack, Rashi explains, kasher, the imlav pasul. Again, Rashi has a chiddush that when we say that nishtayer bo shir tekiya, if nistak berachvo, that means from your mouth until the makom of the crack. I mean, once the makom of the crack is there, then we treat the rest of the shofar as if it's not there anymore. You have to have a shir kasher from the makom of your mouth to the crack, even if it's nistak berachvo. But if it's nistak le'archo, it's for sure pasul. The imlav, that you don't have a shear until the sadek of the shofar, pasul. The kama shear tekiya, how much is a shear tekiya? Pirei shomeng amlio, kidei shiochzenu biyado, v'yirah elekan ulekan. In other words, that a person should be able to hold it in his hands, a regular sized person, and it can be seen on either side, which is a shear tefach, because the average size of a person's hand is a tefach. Hayakolo dok o ave otsarur. If the kol, the shofar, was thin or thick or bound up, in other words, some kind of strange noise coming out of the shofar, but not because of anything that you did to the shofar, kasher. Shekol kolos kasher b'shofar, because all kolos are kasher b'shofar. Okay. Now the Gemara elaborates the following. Let's say you cleared out a hole inside the shofar, and you didn't take all the inner part of it, because apparently the way the shofar grows in the behema has two parts. One part is the outer part, which is the shofar itself, which we blow from, and the inner part is the etzem, the marrow. So they call it the zachrus, which is called the male section of the shofar, and it fills up the whole thing. And when they would use a shofar, they would take out all of the marrow in order that you could just have the shell on the outside. So what happens? Shalchu le'avua kadacho. You furrowed out a hole in the shofar, but you didn't take out all of the marrow. V'takabo yatza. And so Avua d'Shmuel says you were tokeya, even though you didn't take out all the marrow, you're still yotze. Says the Gemara pshita, isn't that obvious? Kulanai miktach kadchu lehu. Meaning in all of them, that's what we do. We clear out the marrow and then blow from the shofar. Says the Gemara, Amar of Ashi, what was the case of Avua de Shmuel? Kadchu bezachruso, meaning you made a hole within the zachrus, but there's still part of the marrow left over. Mal de tema min bemino chotzeitz. I would say the zachrus is not part of the shofar. It's just min shofar and min bemino chotzeitz. When we have a chatzitza, we say that two things are of the same min are chotzeitz on each other. Kamash milan, we say min bemino eno chotzeitz, which is a discussion in other places in Shas, the big shaila about chatzitza, when you have two things that are of the same min. So I would have thought that even though the zachrus, the marrow inside the shofar, is considered mino with the shofar, I would have still thought it would be chotzeitz from the tekiah. Kamash milan, that's not chotzeitz in the tekiah. So even though you didn't take all of the zachrus, it's still okay. Let's do the Rashis. Rashi says, nistak kulo, v'chein nistak l'rochvo, kol rochvo la'kefo, or nistak l'rochvo means all around the entire circumference of the shofar. In nishtayar bo, if you did berochvo, min makom hasedek, and makom hanachas peh, shir tekiah, kashing. And Rashi's chiddush is you need a shir tekiah from the makom of the crack to the makom of your mouth. Chashev le'keman di'shtakel kulei, v'avili aruch v'katzo, because we treat it as if like the rest of the shofar was completely cut off, and it was the long shofar that you shortened. Saror lashon yavesh, it's like a dry sound. Kadcho nakvo means you made a hole in it. V'kasakatayach nikev hanachas pekam, which made a hole by the place where you blow. No, says Rashi, shekadcho bizachruso, mean they made a hole by the part of the marrow. Kishu mechubar b'behema, etzem bolet min arosh v'nichas atocho u'motziyim oso misocho. V'zeh lo hotzi, that's what the zachrus is called when it's mechubar b'behema, when the shofar is connected to the behema. There's an etzem, a bone that sticks out from the head. V'nichas atocho, and it goes inside the horn. U'motziyim oso mitocho. Normally, when they would make a shofar, they would take the whole thing out. V'zeh lo hotzi el anike v'sazachrus. Here's made a piercing in it. But we have said min mino chotzeitz kamash milan, that there's no chatzitz in the shofar, it's kosher. We'll stop here at the two dots on the bottom of Chav Zayin, Amud Beis.